Well, Eamon McGee, we're just a number of weeks out now from the Donegal International Rally. And before we look at some of the changes to this year's event, first of all, the Motor Club this week is making a call for marshals and help and support over the course of the weekend. And I suppose the first question is, why the requirement of so many marshals to run an international rally?
Well, Oisin, the requirement would be for... It's one of the biggest events in Ireland at the moment. And if we're looking at what our indications are, that there's going to be a massive crowd. Seemed to be all the bed nights that have been taken at the Kenny and Firefield as probably Donegal town. So there is a big influence of people going to come on. Now, we want to run as safe and a good event as we can. So, like, we have an allocation of marshals, but we would like to have as many and as amount of bodies as we can there and there for the weekend.
Because you do have a great support anyway, not just loan from marshals within Donegal, but there's groups of marshals that come from right around Ireland and even England to help out over the course of the weekend, Eamon.
Oh, we have bodies coming from far away as Cork. We have a big contingency from Cork, even Wexford, anywhere. You know, there's not a club in the country that's not coming. We have boys coming there from the Isle of Man, from England, Scotland. Regular people coming every year, like, you know, so. But we still need that extra to beef it up a wee bit and make sure that we have enough help on the day.
Yeah. Because it's all important to have enough help to run the rally, to make sure that the rally gets completed, and I suppose that it's a safe event for everybody. And when you're making it safe, you're making it enjoyable too, Eamon.
Well, that's for sure. Like, you know, we have to make sure that everything runs according. We have a plan in place. We have a safety plan. We have to adhere to that. That has to be fulfilled first and foremost. But again, we would like to have surplus people on the ground to make sure that everybody is in a safe place and everybody enjoys the event and goes home safe and join Donegal.
What is the role of the marshal then, Eamon?
The role of the marshal is to sit down. We'd set them down and train them to what they have to do. The role is that he has to make sure that everybody is in a safe place, including himself. Yeah. You know, so, and that's the first thing. And make sure that everybody, and to maintain that, we have to also to keep in mind public, private property, you know, along with everything else, make sure that everybody is where they should be on the plan, and that's the way.
And obviously the marshals will be trained up, but before the event, what's the procedure there, Eamon?
Well, we run several training courses for people, and we will have one again prior to the event coming in 2 weeks' time.
Because everybody will be trained up properly for this?
Oh, have to have trained. You have to be over 18 for a start.
Yeah.
You know, we just can't. We there is an age limit on 18 years of age, and we have to have them. We run a course. We have a representative from MI in the county, as Jared Hunter, and he runs a safety seminar with them, and we'll have it probably in the Mount Errigal and before the event kicked off. We had already run one there about 2 or 3 weeks ago, so we'll be running our second one now before the weekend.
And the one thing about marshalling, they are doing a very important job, Eamon, but they also get to see the rally as well.
They also get to see. Marshalling is one of the things that I would have a great liking for the marshal, because without marshalling, you can have all the cars, you can have everything you want, but without them people, they're the unsung heroes of the whole event. Like, without them people on the ground, spectators wouldn't get to see, and plus themselves wouldn't get to see the event.
And there's a lot of people that have started marshalling, and it's built from there that they marshalled at Donegal, but then they became part of a group, and then they end up marshalling all over the country at different events, Eamon.
I would personally bring people. We have a group of people there that we would help Monaghan, Cavan. We would even go as far as Limerick or whatever, you know, all other clubs all over the country. So that bred out of coming out and helping in Donegal, and then you get to get away and help other clubs as well.
Has it become more important now for the Donegal International Rally, particularly to stay as a 3-day event, that you have enough people on the ground, that you have enough marshals on board, Eamon?
Very, very much so. Like, even there, leading up to the event, we had to look at the event and look at the stages. Like, we could run classics all day, but you have to be very realistic and see what manpower you can put on, because, you know, you need... We're looking at what possibly 70 marshals for Knockalla on Saturday morning alone, you know, and that's only just one stage. we'll be running about 180, needing 180 for the Saturday stages alone. So, and we need something like 90 or 100 on Friday and the same on Sunday. It is a big task.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking. So if people out there are listening and they would have an interest in becoming a marshal, to get in contact with the motor club as soon as possible. And all the details are on the website. You can go to donegalrally.ie and they'll have details of how to become a marshal, and there's a training seminar coming up as well. But we're just, as we say, a couple of weeks out from the event, Damon, and I'm sure the excitement is building. The programmes are now out across the northwest, and the buzz is starting to build ahead of the rally.
Sure enough, the buzz is there, and it's starting to boil up a wee bit. All right, entry the year was top class. You know, we have 151 cars on the main field. Unfortunately, we have 20 odd people on reserve. Like, you know, again, there's not. That's hopefully we will try and get most of them going over the weekend. We have 20 odd historic cars and 20 odd junior cars. Yeah. So it's one of the best fields that has turned out so far this year and the last couple of years in Ireland.
Yeah, and it just shows how high a level that Donegal is within the motorsport world here in Ireland, and that if anybody wants to do one rally in the year, I suppose, Eamon, even the guys from down the country, Donegal is the one that's always marked.
Well, that's for sure. Like, you know, you talk to people down the country and they're forsaking their own events down the country to come and just want to do Donegal, and just once in their lifetime be able to say that I done Donegal and hopefully finished Donegal.
Yeah. Well, let's look at the stages, because you've been COC now for a number of years, and you've always tried to change things and mix things up every year, Eamon, and you've certainly done that on the Friday, and you're going to give them a real challenge. Six stages in there, and Friday has a bit of a difference to it.
Friday is different. We've changed a couple of stages. We normally do every couple of years. We just change the book about a wee bit. But this year we were running Trenta, and then we were running Letterleague, which Letterleague was run last year, but we reversed Letterleague this year. So it's, and then we're running Corradui, which is a wee stage from Balfe into Convoy, which is a nice wee loop of stages there, and we're servicing back in the Clanree again on the Friday evening.
And then on to Saturday, we always have the big one that is Knockalla, but Gary Gort's in there, and then there's a couple of stages in the afternoon. I know it's a long day, but this is the big day of the Donegal International.
That's the big day. This is the day that most people want to get. They build themselves up on the Friday, but Saturday morning, it's all hats off, just gloves are off and go at it. First stage, Gary Gort in the morning, followed by, again, big stage in Knockalla. Coming in the evening, they're on twice on the Saturday. And then we have Cairnhill, which we have changed a wee bit, done a couple of wee changes here and there, and we're going back to Gartan, which Gartan is Gartan, but we're reversing Gartan here, which is changing as another new stage. We've changed it around again because ran it a couple of two or three years way now, so we're reversing it again.
And Eamon, what's the reaction been like to these changes on the ground on Friday and Saturday? Because it certainly makes the rally more interesting, but what's the reaction been like from people?
The reaction, I'm sure the competitors have seen the maps, probably they know where they're going, but we'll know them next weekend, and from that leading up they'll get to do the recce, and then we'll see what their thoughts are on it. But it's positive enough at the moment.
Yeah. Just on to the final day. We all know how the Donegal International Rally ends now, and some say when you get to day three you can coast home, but that's not the case when you got Glen Atlantic Drive and then Fannett Head.
No, there's no coasting home. I'm sure Manus Kelly can tell you that, going into the last stage 2 years ago when he was within half a couple of miles from the end of the stage, and he probably going to win the national event. Yeah. So it's all go to the end of the stage, Fannett. We have the Glen in the morning, and then we are the drive, and then Fannett run twice.
Yeah.
So finishing off in Fannett, they have a good long stage in Fannett on Sunday evening.
I know you don't see much of the cars on the stages because you're normally ahead of them in the official cars, but there's a big buzz about Declan Boyle coming back to defend his title. He's going to have a different car. He's going to have one of the new Ford Fiestas. Gary Jennings is in there. He's won before. Donna Kelly's leading the championship, heading on the national championship, heading into this one, and he's going to be a contender. And then you've got every man that drives a Mark II coming to Donegal as well. But you don't see rallying. You don't see the cars on the stages. But what do you like to hear come the end of the rally? What's the stories you like to hear about Eamon?
I get to stop sometimes near like to the end of the day when you wouldn't have to go in again. We sit at the end of the stage, and wait for the cars to come off and say what, and you just say, can we do that again, So, that's the feeling and that's the buzz that they get. And I see a lot of the top drivers are going back to Ford again. You have Detlin's going back at a new Ford, and Donna's in a Ford. So, and if you look at the entry list, the Mark II is still prominent in there big time.
Will you be a Ford man?
Always was.
You mentioned the drivers there, Eamon, get a buzz coming off the end of the day. What's the buzz for you for rally weekend?
You don't really, as the satisfaction you get probably more so after event. You don't really get to enjoy it as much during the event because you're on high alert all the time for whatever kind of thing. But when you look back at it and see, yourself, you talk to people afterwards and at prize giving and stuff like that, and then that's when you realise what you achieved and what the team achieved along with myself.
Well, you need a major team behind you. And you need a major team on the ground, and all supporters welcome. Just to wrap things up once again, on the Marshalland front, and if people want to help out, just not on the Marshalland side, but on any other side with the rally over the weekend, it's all very much welcome, Eamon.
All very much welcome. We were talking about earlier about Marshalland, but there are other wee jobs in there people can do, even though they might have interest to be on the stages, but there are other posts and places we would kindly take people and fulfil the jobs over the weekend, All help is welcome on the weekend.
And again, all the details are on the website, donegalrally.ie. Finally, there's a rally forum coming up on Tuesday in Grain On Theatre. That's where the driver's briefing is going to be held on the Friday of the rally and the start ramp to the event. But there's going to be a press launch there and an open rally forum as well taking place in the theatre. And you're asking all rally fans if they're about to come in and see the launch of the rally and get involved in the forum.
Well, for sure. We're running. We usually normally run the launch and local garages, but this year we've decided to change it about and take more people and give them. We have the facilities there, so we're deciding to use them and give people, and where they can sit and meet different people and talk to different drivers that'll be there on the nightly.
Listen, thanks for coming in and talking to us, and I'm sure we'll be speaking to you on quite a few occasions over rally weekend, but the best of luck with the continued preparations over the next number of weeks.
Right, very good.